Welcome back to Haunted Real Connections with your host, Nicole Jasper. Today, I help you find this subject rather intriguing. I'm going to read something called Most Haunted Cursed Objects Around the World. That might, just might, ruin your life. Stay tuned. Never mind the distractions. You'll hear children, and it's not those children. Our neighbors have quite a bit of children out there playing and their dolls. So excuse the distractions you might hear like now. I would choose the worst moment to do this episode, but I know what the hell. I have some free time. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this topic that I actually wrote about in one of my second books, Haunted Vessels and Cursed Objects. In my book, Haunted Vessels and Cursed Objects, I touched bases about haunted objects, what I had, and, I had quite a few. I had a cursed bracelet vessel. I had quite a few dolls that I donated. I kept one, Emily Vessel. I talked about many things on this subject. So I hope you guys will enjoy this week's episode. Cursed objects around the world that might ruin your life. Right? And make sure you don't look into the mirror while reading this. So, as you know, cursed objects are a funny thing, right? And by funny, what I mean is that they're terrifying because just by looking at them or holding them, or even, you know, touching them, it feels weird. What I mean by weird, like, forbidding. Well, every time I hold my haunted Emily doll, I get shivers, goosebumps, up and down my spine, just, by holding her. So I have to move her from my front house to our house, back house, whenever I have these sessions and, ITC sessions. And, so you guys know what I mean when I, the spirit communications that I have on a weekly basis, with a couple people, you know, you're listening, hey, Bill and Kristen, so, I usually, you know, I see spirit protections, and, it's like, I think I become more attached to it every time I do it, because, you know, it's hard, I don't know, it's hard to explain it, but you do get kind of an attachment. It's not necessarily, these objects are not necessarily, possessed. I believe that they're, like, they can be, what's the word? I need host. What's the word? Manipulated. There we go. Manipulated by something that we can't see. Right? Meaning spirit, ghost, demonic, whatever. Okay. So, let's see. Where should we start? And of course, I'm sure a lot of you heard about the famous Annabelle case and Warren's famous cases, and I thought to interview their grandson, Chris Hafis, quite a bit. So, make sure you catch that episode. And I'm gonna read a little bit about the Annabelle doll because, This is my next book. Yep, I write in the data book. This will be my 10th book. Woo! Oh, it's so weird. I just got a sharp chest pain. Whoa. Just my thoughts about it. I'm quite sensitive. So, whatever I feel, well, I'll just say it out loud. I don't care anymore what people say, right? So, of course, they have the famous Annabelle doll in Monroe, Connecticut. Inside their Moore's Occult Museum to this day. So, the story goes. Alright, the story goes that the doll's name comes from the alleged girl who possesses it. In the early 1970s, a young college student named Donna gave the doll to Anna Loring Warren, a now famous, mystery horror films. It's a paranormal investigator originally. Originally, Donna received the doll as a gift from her mother, who purchased it in the antique shop. Over time, Donna and her roommate noticed that the doll had a tendency to move on its own, be it from the locations throughout their apartment, or it repositions upright, lays cross, etc. Later on, that Freddy's realizations, things escalated. Donna would find notes reading, quote unquote, help in the apartment, and one night even came home to Annabelle repositioned and covered in a red substance. So that's when she decided to contact a medium. Sure, but any answer that the medium told the girls that the doll was inhabited by the spirit of someone who was killed in their building. However, when their cautious friend Lou, voiced his concern that something more sinister was afoot, the story shows that Annabelle attacked and healed Lou when he got up to investigate the noises while hanging out at the girl's apartment one night. At the wit's end, the girls contacted the Warrens via a priest who decided the doll contained a demon straight from hell. When the exorcism failed to do the trick, the Warrens agreed to move the doll to secure locations inside a glass box at their museum in Connecticut. Fun fact. Unlike how it's depicted in the films and with its face, the real Annabelle is actually a raggedy and simple doll. And what's funny is, when I was younger, I dressed as a Raggedy Ann doll. Don't fear. For Halloween, there's another fun fact. Okay. Yeah, I dressed as a Raggedy Ann doll. No wait. My cousin was Raggedy Ann. I was Andy. Okay. There you go. Da-da-da. Okay. I'm weird. But I hope you guys love me. Anyway. The next one, it's called The Hope Diamond. Wait, 45 carats, color violet, that is haunted, perhaps. It's one of the most famous diamonds in the world. So maybe that is so surprising, although many had speculated that reports of a cursed are simple efforts to increase the opposite area of the mystery. Let's include a bit, shall we? In its earliest form, the diamond, kind of like the heart-shaped diamond that you might see, I was thinking like on a Titanic, but which was most likely cut from a mine in India. It's said to have been stolen from a statue, which makes it worse. The thief was subjected to the extremely unfortunate death This kicks off what seems to be a string of upsetting fates for many of the individuals who owned or even touched it over the years. So, this person, I won't even yet try to pronounce his name, but died by suicide. Alright? And a princess, I won't even say her name, but I can't pronounce it right. But remember, the princess was killed in a massacre in the French Revolution. And merchant Jean, I'll just say, or Jean, sorry, Jean, I'm sorry, what's your name? Was mauled by wild dogs. Yikes. Just to name a few. You can breathe a sigh of relief. Though, because since Harry Winston donated a diamond to the, I know I'm gonna butcher this, but I'm gonna try, Smithsonian in 1958. The Elias Hearst. I even said that wrong, I'm sorry. The Elias Hearst seemed to be, have, like, abated. Okay. There's also a picture there. I might have it. And, that story you might find probably intriguing. The Terracotta Army, which is based in China. I'll just say China. Okay, so maybe this someone said Hearst. I hit in the harbinger of an extremely unfair situation, but I'll let you, the listener, decide whether the hearse are real or not. Farmers discovered the iconic terracotta figurines of warriors, chariots, and even horses, which displayed the army of the first emperor of China in 1974. The works of art were buried with the emperor. To commemorate his empire, and the area has since become a destination for travelers all around the world to cross off their bucket list. Unlike mine. Over time, though, the farmers in the land they lived on became overwhelmed by the government. A businessman and a third party officers wanted nothing more than to gaze a profit upon the warriors. And wouldn't you know it, the farmers received not a dime for the fine. In fact, their 2,000-year-old village, which originally believed that disturbing the army would cause misfortune, was sure enough, unfortunately, claimed by the state and demolished. Only to be substituted for gift shops. Quite interesting. Kind of sad in a way. Alright. What I'm looking at next is intriguing. But it's called The Goddess of Death Statue. Aka, the woman from Lim. Okay. Where? The Royal Status Museum. Ooh. If the first question out of your mouth upon seeing this, what am I looking at exactly? The best answer the writer can provide you with at the moment is, I don't know. True, I don't know. The little I do know about this limestone statue, what do we know in the paranormal about limestone? That it contains a lot of energy that are reported to what time. That brings, and that has energy spurts. I don't know, something about limestone. It's a limestone statue, though that perhaps, and that, pertains to its hearth nature. The artifact was crafted around 3500 BC and found in Cyprus in 1878. And of the families that it belonged to over the generations, that each one has been torn apart by death. Right, death. So that's another cursed object there. Within 6 years of ownership, all 7 members of the first family have perished. Was the second owner, Ivar, I won't even pronounce his last name, acquired it, death came for him and his family after only 4 years. His statue did vanish for a long time, but when a new third family eventually laid claim to it, several members died. However, 2 of the remaining members very wisely donated the artifact to the Royal Scottish Museum. Woo! Hey! Let's go into the first break and I'll talk about the Dark Mirror. Saving the best for last. The Dark Mirror, where traveling museums are the paranormal end of hopes. Interesting. This is my first time reading this, actually. Now, the world's only mobile museum of the unexplained holds this mysterious reflector, which seems to literally take on a life of its own. The museum obtained it from the original owner, who purchased it while attending a psychic fair in the Columbus area. That same owner said that they were struck with very upsetting visions when gazing into the shrine mirror's dark reflection. According to the museum, visitors who claimed to have also reported uncomfortable sightings, such as their own horse or death, and when gazing into such reflected glass. Kind of like mirrors, right? So, let's talk about the Dimmitt box, alright? You might also find a kind of like a similar mirror like that in that Vegas Haunted Museum, right? This one is, speaking of which, the Dimmitt box. The original Dimmitt box by where Jack Bacon's the Haunted Museum. Alright. This attained by paranormal fanatic Jack Bacon's in 2017 on his well known wine box is allegedly possessed by a Dimmitt, which in Jewish mythology is a malicious possession demon. The item, which inspired the 2012 horror film, The Possession. I've never seen it. Gained attention when it was auctioned on eBay in 2001 by a man who claimed he bought it at an estate sale and its original owner was a survivor of the Holocaust. Then a man reported encountering strange activity occurring when the boss was around, including horrific nightmares. Right, the object was made even more famous in 2018 when singer Post Malone touched it in an episode of Ghost Adventures and has reportedly been dealing with consequences ever since. So yeah, someone made it listen. So there, right. So I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Why this hot vessel turns off the top of my book? Why not? And and an object to, you know, might make your life a living hell if not stored properly, or know somebody stored properly, like the worms and everybody and all that good stuff. So make sure when you do have these objects, you know what to expect and know how to store them properly. I can't stress that enough. So anyway, I know from experience, so I hope you guys will learn from that. And anyway, have a great and safe haunted week. And this is Nicole Jaspard out. And by the way, happy Women's International Day. Woohoo! We wore.